Recently, I saw an article about prostitution in Belgium that shocked me because it reveals why liberals can never succeed in rebranding prostitution as sex work. This is not work. It's trafficking in human beings and degrading the great gift of our sexuality. So in this episode, I'm going to present four non-religious reasons that show prostitution is not sex work or any other kind of legitimate work. Number one, workplace discrimination laws. Sex should always be freely chosen. If you don't get to choose who you have sex with, that's rape. But prostitutes cannot freely choose who they have sex with. This brings me to the article I read entitled, "Belgian Government Will Intervene in Cases Where Prostitutes Refuse Sexual Acts Too Often." It says that a new law in Belgium grants prostitutes health insurance, a pension, maternity and holiday leave, and unemployment benefits. It also requires that their pimps install a safety buzzer that they can press, which allows them to stop their sessions whenever they want. However, the law says that one of the conditions on employees is that refusing sex acts more than 10 times in a 6-month period allows an employer to request government mediation. One of the slogans you often hear related to rape prevention is no means no. But prostitutes in Belgium can't just say no if they need to. They will end up weighing whether saying no in a given circumstance is worth it, since they can only say no once every 2 to 3 weeks without causing trouble at work. You can't maintain women always have a right to not be raped and consider prostitution legitimate work because of the issue of workplace discrimination laws. Compare this to masseuses or massage therapists. The code of the Associated Bodywork and Massage Professionals says the following: I will not refuse service to any client based on disability, ethnicity, gender identity, marital status, physical build, or sexual orientation. But people often refuse sex because they don't prefer a person's physical build or because the person doesn't fit their sexual orientation. If you treat so-called sex workers like massage therapists, then they will be forced to have unwanted sex, which is rape, or else they will be convicted of workplace discrimination if they refuse sex for reasons that most other women naturally refuse sex. In fact, Reason Magazine, a libertarian organization that generally favors legal prostitution, says the following. One of the slogans of sex worker rights campaigners is sex work is work. It's a job, just like other jobs, and sex workers deserve the same dignity and rights. But that has to go both ways. And employees of other jobs can't repeatedly refuse to do what they were hired to do without encountering at least some sort of intervention. So you can't treat prostitution as so-called sex work unless you're also willing to throw out the slogan, no means no, for an entire category of women. Number two, personal protective equipment. OSHA, the Occupational Health and Safety Standards Organization, has universal standards to protect workers from workplace hazards. One of their requirements is that workers who are at risk of coming into contact with bodily fluids must wear personal protective equipment, like goggles, face shields, and full-length gowns. Watch this OSHA training video and ask yourself, how could this ever be applied to prostitutes?
If there is occupational exposure to blood or other potentially infectious material, the employer shall provide at no cost to the employee appropriate personal protective equipment. Personal protective equipment will be considered appropriate only if it does not permit blood or other potentially infectious materials to pass through, to, or reach the employee's work clothes, street clothes, undergarments, skin, eyes, mouth, or other mucous membranes under normal conditions of use, and for the duration of the time which the protective equipment will be used.
In a non-sexual setting, a condom would never be considered sufficient personal protective equipment, or PPE. And prostitutes could still sexually stimulate clients while wearing goggles, gloves, and a whole host of other PPE. But no brothel would be profitable if it did this, because those in the prostitution industry, those who run it and the men who seek it out, this doesn't provide a legitimate service in society. They take part in the trafficking of human beings. This can be seen in that we only put people in high-risk jobs if those jobs serve a proportional societal interest. Soldiers are given as much protective equipment as possible, but soldiers are still at risk for serious physical and psychological injury. The same is true of loggers, fishermen, police officers, and many other risky jobs. But the risks are justified because these professions keep society running. Studies have shown, however, that women who engage in prostitution have levels of post-traumatic stress disorder on par with combat veterans. And regardless of how you feel about the military, modern society has been able to function just fine while outlawing prostitution. There is no good prostitution offers that justifies the toll it takes on those who are involved. In his book, The Porn Myth, Matt Frad describes how, quote, a female porn star that had been in the industry for a while had excessive anal intercourse, and a piece of her muscle from her anus fell out on set while she was filming. Another woman said, you get ripped. Your insides can come out of you. It's never ending. You're viewed as an object, not as a human with a spirit. Finally, in other risky jobs like coal mining, the harm is related to the job, but it's not the job itself. In contrast, prostitutes are harmed by the job itself. The entire purpose is to allow a man to be able to dominate, and in many cases act out degrading and violent behavior he sees in pornography with real women who are paid to not say no to him. Number 3, experience and certification. Temp agencies help people find short-term employment. But in 2013, a German temp agency got in trouble for sending a 19-year-old woman to a brothel for temp work. The position was only for serving drinks, but most people still found the agency's decision wildly inappropriate. And let's say they did send her to be a prostitute. If this is just sex work, why wouldn't temp agencies suggest this to clients? Especially since you don't need to go to school to learn how to perform the world's oldest profession. Unlike real work, there is no certification process for being a prostitute, or at least a premium on experience for those who lack professional certification. For example, masseuses go to school to learn their craft, and massage clients would almost always prefer a masseuse who had performed thousands of previous massages to a masseuse giving her first massage. But prostitution is different because you aren't buying a service. You're buying a person. Nobody calls a brothel and asks for the woman who has had sex with the most men. Many, if not most men, would prefer to have sex with a woman who had never had sex before than with a woman who had had sex thousands of times. This is confirmed by the unending amount of so-called barely legal porn on the internet. There is also no real job you could do when you're unconscious, but in many cases, prostitutes have to be drunk or high on drugs to be numb enough to provide their service. Also, if prostitution provided a legitimate service, then it could be imported to other fields. For example, nurses often have to do very unpleasant things, like helping people go to the bathroom or cleaning up feces on a person's body if the person can't do that for himself. And there is no special feces nurse that does all of this unpleasant work for all the other nurses. They all have to do it. But if sex work is work, well, why can't a paralyzed person in a hospital ask a nurse to sexually stimulate him if he says he needs that to feel better? If you turn prostitution into so-called sex work, then you have to throw out workplace sexual harassment laws. Because for prostitutes, sex is something they have to sell, even if they don't want to. But unwanted sexual advances are the very definition of sexual harassment. Finally, number 4, nobody really wants to do it. It's true that nobody grows up thinking they want to be a dishwasher or a garbage man. But these jobs still validate the dignity of those who have them, and they fulfill an important social function. A janitor might even bring his son along to work to show him the good work he does and how he takes pride in helping a business run smoothly. But nobody except the most abused and broken people dream of becoming a prostitute. And this is definitely not a job that you can take your kids to on Take Your Kid to Work Day. Actually, if you did bring your child to this work, you should go to jail. Nobody beyond a few broken people wants to become a prostitute. So whenever prostitution is legalized, it creates a demand for more prostitution, for illegal prostitution that has to be supplemented with human trafficking. Now, some people claim that if you legalize prostitution, that decreases the demand for the supposedly less safe illegal prostitution, because men will just pay for legal sex instead of illegal sex. But that's not entirely true. A study from 2013 that examined 150 countries showed that this happens to a small extent and is called the substitution effect. But this is grossly outweighed by the scale effect. Basically, when prostitution is legalized, more men than usual are willing to try it because they no longer have the deterrent of being afraid of being arrested or put on a sex offender registry. But not enough women are willing to engage in prostitution to meet the increased demand that comes from making it legal. In order to meet that demand, women have to be imported into the system through illegal human trafficking operations. Finally, I've avoided making explicitly religious arguments for outlawing prostitution for the same reason I don't make religious arguments for outlawing abortion. Protecting human beings from violence is not a religious issue. In fact, a clever critic could point out that St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas both defended legal prostitution, saying it provided an important safety valve for society, lest it explode into lust. But while we should have great respect for the doctors of the church, they aren't infallible. And some of their views on maintaining the social order should not be applied today, because we have better means of promoting the common good of society without tolerating violence being inflicted on other human beings. And as unpleasant as this was to address, we don't do ourselves any favors by pretending Western civilization is not headed in this direction. And so we should be prepared to call people back to a civilized and truly Christian way of living. So thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a very blessed day.